Okay, daf tes vav mebeis. Let us start from Tanan Hossam. Okay, Tanan Hossam appears 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 lines from the bottom. Tanan Hossam, we'll learn the Mishnah. Amalacham HaMemuneh. The moon means the person in charge says, Suvi Havil Tole. Milishka space hataloim. I want you to go give me a lamb from the chamber where we store all of the lambs. Okay, so we're talking about the Tamishal Shachar. The Tamishal Shachar, he's telling them over here, the Mamuneh. Let's go to the Rashi. The Rashi over here says, V'haloi k'moi v'harehi b'mokim planik, fine. For the Rashi over here is v'haloi. The question over here is, Lishkas hatalayim haisa b'miktsaya, the corner, tsefaynis maravis. It was in the northwest corner. So if you picture yourself walking into the Beis HaMikdash, and right in front of you is the west. Make believe, just close your eyes and make believe you're walking into the Beis HaMikdash. You're always going to be walking in from the east side. You're walking into Shaar Nikanor from the east side. Straight in front of you is the Heichal, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So that means on your right side is the north. To the right is the north. And the Kodesh HaKadoshim is the Maravis. Now, which chamber is this? This is in the Beis HaMikdat. The Beis HaMikdat is also on the north side along the wall, on the north side. If you have a Gemara with pictures, it shows you the pictures, but it's basically the Beis HaMikdat. Let's go further. Ha'yisa was in Mitzvot Tzvanis Maravis, ve'arba lishkos ha'yushem, there were four chambers, there achas lishkos ha'tloyim, v'achas lishkos ha'choy samos, the chamber of the seals. What do they do in that chamber? Rashi V'yah says, they would buy over there shemanichim, sham choy samos, shalokeach, salosos, v'nechsos, tachos, min ha'gdash, v'medamim. Kitnan v'sech l'shkalim, dalid, chois mois choy b'migdash, v'choy yukasavalim, egel, gedi, zohar, and choytei. Four different chosamos, v'insimone keves, v'ayilupar. Okay, let's not go. It'll take too long to go through this. Let's just go right anyway. V'achas lishkas space hamikdat, and one of these four chambers was where there was a fire going. V'achas lishkas she'osin ba lechem aponim for the lechem aponim. Okay, so over here it says over here there were four chambers. It's now time to bring the korban tamid shel shachar, and the kohen that does the avodah says, bring me a lamb from the Lishkas HaTalaim, in this space, HaMikdat, in this big chamber, which is along the right side, the right west. The chamber itself is located along the Tzfonis Maravis. And in the chamber that itself is the Tzfonis Maravis, there are four rooms. And the room that we're going to get the lamb from is going to be the room that's in the northwest corner. And there were four chambers in this room. One was called the Lishkas Atlay, one was Lishkas Chasamis, one was Lishkas Beis HaMikdat, where there was the fire burning, and one was called the Lishkas Lechem Aponim. Now, there a minute we have a stira. What's the stira? Arba Lishkas Hayu LeBeis HaMikdat. Ki Toinios HaPesuchos LeTraklin. These are four small rooms that open up into a larger center. The center is like, we'll call it the lobby. It's like you go to a hotel lobby. Right, a hotel lobby, and in the hotel lobby there are little rooms. There's rooms along the side where you're checking your coat, where the administrators sit, where the waiters go. You have a big lobby. In the big lobby, there are little rooms on the side. It says Shtayim Bakodesh, Ushtayim Bechol. Two of them were on the outside. The room was built along the boundary of the Azara, and two rooms were outside that were in Chol. They were outside the Azara, and two rooms were inside the Azara. The Roshay Paspisin Mavdilin Bein Kodesh Lecha. There were different protrusions on the wall to indicate that until this point, until this location, you are in Kodesh, and past this, you're in Chol, vice versa. Why? Because let's say Kodesh was Taneh, so he knew that he's not allowed to go into the Azara.
Where was this marking? He said there was a marking?
On the wall. There was a marking on the wall. When you have to make this room.
On the wall?
Yes.
The wall of what? Of the hallway?
No. The wall of the Beis HaMikdat. The Beis HaMikdat spanned the inside of the Azara.
The Beis HaMikdat is a hallway.
No, it's not. The Beis HaMikdat is a massive trackling. It's a big room. It's a big, massive open room. Okay, it's a big open area. This Beis HaMikdat, it part of it was on the side of the Azara that's outside the Azara, and part of it is inside the Azara. You have the article there. So the Beis HaMikdash lifted up high. Right. The Beis HaMikdash, right. Oh, the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, fine. So you see the diagram. So you see it, right.
But the Beis HaMikdash is the 36. That's the T.
Right, that's the 36. Now, fine. Okay, I thought the Beis HaMikdash was really worth 40, 42. Is that according to all opinions? Look at your book. I thought you would switch to 36, 42. Okay, but it's telling you in that diagram, it could be it's machlokes. Fine, it doesn't matter. For our purpose, it's fine. That 36, the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, the thickness of the wall of the Azara is that's the Hevdil ben HaKodesh l'Chol.
So is the
asking is the thickness itself part of the? Let's assume that, and thus they would have the markings where the wall begins. Okay, along the inner edge of the wall, where the wall begins, along in that big traklin, there are four rooms along the four corners. What? The only way to get inside to that room is to go either from outside or from inside. There are two ways you can get into the Beis HaMikdash. You can get into the Beis HaMikdash from outside the Beis HaMikdash.
Right, but I'm saying, how do you get into the Lishkais?
There are doors. I'm not showing you every detail. There are doors.
Wait, you don't know where the doors are.
There are doors, whatever. There are doors. And there are four little rooms inside the Beis HaMikdash. And to get into those rooms, there are doors. And in the Beis HaMikdash, where the rooms are not, the middle part of the Beis HaMikdash, so they were protrusions.
You don't need doors, because it's open. It's open from north to south, and so once you can go in from north to south, that's how you can move around.
Fine, but I'm sure they probably locked it up. It wasn't locked open the whole day. Whatever it was, when they at night they closed everything. But there are kohanim that was sleeping on the floor in this Beis HaMikdash, and they had to know which part of the Beis HaMikdash is kodesh, which is chol. And that's why there were protrusions along the wall of the Beis HaMikdash, where the wall began to indicate that this part of the Beis HaMikdash is in the area of the base of the Azara that's Kodesh. And anything past this marking, you're now in the area that's outside the wall of the Azara, which is Chol. Okay, so it says over there, Paspasin Mavilin Ben Kodesh L'Chol, Mahayu Meshamshos Maravis Dremis. What did they use the Maravis Dremis? The Maravis means closer to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Dremis means on the left side. He Chayis Lishkas Tlea Karban, Stira. Because we just learned one line above, and the Lishkas HaTilaim was on the northwest. And here it says it's the north-south. So we have here a contradiction, Shlaimi Rabinowitz. You hear, Maisa?
Let's hear that again. What was that?
Here it says the Lishkas Beis HaTilaim is on the northwest. Southwest. And when we started today's daf, we learned that the Lishkas Beis HaTilaim is on the northwest. According to our Gemara, it was in Chol. The Lishkas is a very fundamental machlekes. The animal that you're going to select to be the carbon tamid shel shachar, was it being stored in a makom that's kodesh, or was it being stored in a makom that's Chol?
Right. Okay.
So we have a stira. So the Gemara says, "He chayis alishkas tlei akarmen." Then the Brizers goes white and it tells you some more details. It says, "The droimis mizrachis on the dotem on the mizrach that's closer that's closer to you when you're coming into the base of Megdash Nazara." He chayis alishko he alishko shayu oisin ba lechem upon him. Mizrachis sefaynis ba gonzu beis chashmonoi. Avne Mizbeach Sheshekotzur Malache Yavon. Okay, Gesundheit. They took the stones of the base of the Mizbeach. The base of Midrash was defiled by the Yavonim, and they demolished it. And they put the stones in storage in that location. Why did they keep it in storage? Why couldn't they take it out of the base of Midrash? You know the answer is Leman Yishmeu V'Yirohun V'Lo Yizidunoid. They wanted there to be a permanent reminder to the Kohanim, don't forget. Don't forget what happens when you let your guard down and you let the Misyavnim, you let the influences of Western civilization into your hearts and minds. Look at the defilement which resulted. Hear the vart? I bet you surely didn't say that. To explain to you why it was necessary to preserve the stones of the Mizbeach. Why, if you were in charge, what would you do? You would say, get rid of it. The Mizbeach has turned into a Makom Avodah Zarah, take it out. No, they kept it. They wanted to keep it there as a reminder to do Teshuvah, a constant reminder to do Teshuvah for the Chatoim and not to do it again. Weiter. Mizrachitz the funnest bogons of Halbis Hashmoyev Avnim is Bechsha Shashaksum Malachi Yavan, the funnest Maravis, the last one, the northwest, Boyardin Lebes Hatzvila. There was a tunnel, a special bat cave. You go down the steps into a special cave, it takes you out in a coin cave of Tomei. So instead of going through a long walk to get out of the base, there was a special emergency exit. See, in today's day and age, they have emergency exits in case there's fire. In those days, there was an emergency exit in case you became Tameh. What's really important in life? Fire or becoming Tameh? Becoming Tameh, that's much more important. They only had an emergency exit for Tumah. There was no emergency exit for other reasons. Isn't that amazing? Vaita. Omar, Amrafu have a stira.
We have everything for fire because of the Eish Loisichba, it says.
What?
They didn't put out fires there.
Amar Rav Huna, so we have a stira. We have a stira as to what was it for. Where was the Lishka space Hatulayim? Amar Rav Huna, Mantan Midos, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it's not a kasha. It's a machlekes Tanoim. Who is the Tan that says Nimsech the Midos, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the Tan that Ezra Snashim, Chayse Ayach? Now we're going to go to the Gantz and Maes to all the dimensions. In other words, Machlekes Tanoim, Mesech the Midas is Hamas Nisan, the Mesech the Midas. See, this mission that you pose the challenge from is in Mesech the Midas, and this is a different Tana, this is a Tana of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. What did Elazar ben Yaakov say? The Tana of the Mishnah, Ezra's Noshim. The Ezra's Noshim, Vaisa Orech, Mea Ushloshim Chamesh, Al Rechav, Mea Ushloshim Chamesh. The Ezra's Noshim was a square. 135 or 135, the Arba Lishka is Hayu. We're going through now the Gans of dimensions of the Beis HaMikdash. And there were four chambers in the Ezra's Noshim. Hayu B'dala Miktsoi Oisecha. Ma Hayu M'shamshois, Dremis Mizrachis. Make believe you're walking from the east. See, the first one is going to be Dremis Mizrachis, that's going to be the one on the left. The first one that you encounter when you walk in Make believe you're coming from Har HaZesim. Har HaZesim is on the east. And you're coming now, the Kaisel HaMaravi is on the opposite side. So you're coming into the Beis HaMikdash from the Ezra's Noshim. And you walk into the Ezra's Noshim right away to your left, which is the Mizrach and the Doraim. What do you see there? He Kaisel Lishkas HaNazirim. If a person's a Nazir, that's where you buy your Karbonos. You buy the Shlamim and the Pat to go get to cut your hair. All the things that you need for a Nazir is right there. Sham Nizim Mevashlam Shalom Mehem Shal Mehem. For Megalchin, and they would shear off their hair. Saron, they would take off their cut their hair here. I saw yesterday we're learning about Lag BaOmer, and I learned yesterday that one of the reasons why you don't take a haircut during the days is not only because of the Avelus of Talmud Rabbi Akiva, it's also Begeder a Nazir. Ki Nizir Lekimial Roshay. After Pesach is over, you have to become a Nazir. It's an initiation process. Chazal it's mashma, the pasuk in your pasuk Navi, we see in Haftarah, is that the time of Chazal, that every person, part of your growing up, your adolescence, was to become a Nazir. Every single person, part of the Chinuch, you were a Nazir. Why? Because once you're a Nazir, you're a Nazir your whole life. So Nazirus is a very, very important Zach. After Pesach, when we are initiated into Klal Yisrael, the recreation, Gantz Klal Yisrael is a Nazir until Lag BaOmer. 30 days. You need a 30-day term of Nazirus. Nazirus is 30 days.
It's not 30 days from Pesach to Lag BaOmer.
The first day, the second day Pesach. What are you talking about? The 33 days. What do you mean? 33 days.
It's
33 days. You're not supposed to shave that.
Days for the beginning of Pesach.
What? You don't cut your hair from Pesach until Lag BaOmer. I'm not talking
about that's 34 days.
34 days. Well, you start 34. It's you're right.
That's not the zero is a shloshim yom. So how does it
fit? Close enough. It's close enough. Close enough.
34, 30. Okay.
It's close enough.
That's tax. With the tax, it's 34 days.
33 days. What do you mean 30? It's 33 days. We get 34 days. You call
33 days from Bays, from the second.
The
day
owner. Hi. Right. So the Nazirah starts on the second day of Pesach. After you bring the carbon, the first day of Pesach is the Yom Tov. This the Chol HaMoed. The first day Chol HaMoed is Mimochras HaShabbos. Mimochras HaShabbos.
You bring
the Oimer. You bring the Oimer on the first day of Chol HaMoed.
Right.
That's the beginning of the Nazirah.
Okay, so that's 33 days to Lag Ba'Omer then.
Right. Hayom Shloshim Shalosh Yom. Very good. Lag Ba'Omer is 33 days. Excellent. Weiter. So you're asking Kasha, Stam Nazirah is 30 days. Why is it 33? Why is it not 30?
With the tax.
You're asking a very good Kasha. Okay, weiter. I don't know the answer. There, Megalchem, Shalom, Shalchem, Atachas, Adoda, they would put their hair in the Doda is the pot. Next, we come out to pot, we come out to chamber number two. Chamber number two is Mizrach, it's defined as the northeast, which is to your right side. So on the left side is for the Nazir. Now we look at the chamber on your right side. The Mizrach, it's defined as Chichay, Salushkas, Deer, Ho'etzim. That was where he stored all of the wood they're going to use for the fire on the Mizbeach. That's where the inspection took place.
How big? You're saying?
It's not clear how big they are.
It, divided by three, bro.
These took up, these Lishkais took up space in the 135 by 135. The Ezra's Noshim, if you would take out these rooms. Okay,
yeah, it looks like it's about three of these rooms go through the width of the 135.
No one knows how big these rooms were.
Oh, really?
That isn't, no, it's a mystery. The only thing that we know is that if you would take away these rooms and you would just look at the square space, it would be 135 by 135. In this big traklin of 135 by 135, they erected four rooms along the four corners.
Open air rooms, they had no roof.
We don't know that. Who says?
Yes, we do. They're open air.
Fine. So these rooms, maybe it's like you drive on the BQE where they have, like, you know, those the partitions, they move them over sometimes. Maybe they expanded and they contracted based on need. Okay, based on need. What did they do during the Simchas Beis HaShoeva? Did they dismantle these chambers to make more room for dancing? Were these walls of these four chambers, were they permanent walls, or were these walls dismantled? All we know is the main...
I don't know what separated the chamber from the Ezra's Noshim.
Right. Were they permanent walls? Were they temporary walls? How big were the walls? Did they change over the generations based upon need? L'chaira, from the Mashmoy says, they were not...
The end of the Lishka towards the Ezra's Noshim, there had to be a wall to support the women. The upper gallery.
They brought in special equipment. Maybe they built the balcony just in the space Hashoeva. Just like today. Today, when they do these things, they go and they build these, they bring bleachers in 5 minutes. They set it up. You're going to say they had less innovation time to make some bleachers to make the bleachers? They could do these things in 1 minute. All right, whatever it is, it's not relevant. Let's go weiter. It says there were four rooms. There was Dira Eitzim, Shoshom, Koyim, Balimum, Omdim, Umatlim, Beitzim. Who got the job? The Koyhanim who were Balimum, they would go and they would inspect for worms. It's like today you inspect the lettuce for bugs. In those days, they inspected the wood for bugs. You hear? They inspected the wood for bugs, not the lettuce for bugs. The wood for bugs. Shasham, Matlimba Eitzim, Shakol Eitz, Shayesh by Tolas, any piece of wood which has a worm, Pasel Gamim Mizbech. Why is it Pasel? Why is it Pasel? So there's a worm. So what's so terrible? There's a worm. What's so terrible? There's a worm. What's so terrible? Hakrivena Lefecha Secha. Okay, whatever the reason is, it's not Bakovadik for the Abish, though, you should have a wood that has worms in it. Next, Sephainis Maravis. Now we go to the next room in the four rooms, which is the north. West, which means it's to your right going from the corner. That's where the mitzvah would get their what they need. They'll get their oil and the shlamim. I'm sorry, and the chatos and the asham, all the korbanos that they need to get over there. Maravis Duraimis on the left side. Amar Veloza Ben Yaakov Shachachti Ma Hoysa Mishanesh. I forgot what it is. Abishol Omer Boho Yunoistim Yain Vashem, that's where they store the wine and the oil. And when you buy a carbon, you buy a ticket. and you give the ticket to people in that room, and they give you the wine of the world. V'chaisa nikreis lishka space shemanya. Hachinam mistavra, the Elizabeth and Yaakov he. So fine, that's the end of the Gemara, that period, okay? This is Beis Shemonaya. Now, what do we take out of this? Why did the Gemara cite this entire Braisa? Because, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, man, go back to the page of the Gemara, the Gemara had a steel, the Gemara told us the Kasha, man ton midos, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Because of this line of here, when it comes to the base Shemanaya, it says explicitly, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So therefore, we know that the Tana Masechta Midos is Elazar ben Yaakov. Gvaldik. It's not clear for when we learned before in the previous daf that there's a stira regarding the Lishkas Beis Hamoiked as to where was the Lishkas Beis Talaya, where did they keep the animals? Was it on the Kodesh? Was it on the north side or was it on the south side? That's a major nafkamini yishna. That's not a klenikite, like I told you, because if they would put the animals on the north side, that means the animals would be stored for 4 days of bikur in the makam of choil, because the north side of the Beis Hamoiked was outside of the Azara. But if they put the animals on the south side, then the animals are being stored in the makam of kodesh. That's a very big nafkamina, where you could keep your animals, Shlomi. Do you keep your animals stored in the makam of kodesh, makam of choil? Here, vaita. Now the Gemara here says, so therefore we have a stira. Where was the base talaya? So the Gemara says it's not a stira. The Bryce that says that it was on the south, on the south in Kodesh, that's going like Elazar ben Yaakov, because that's Masechta the Midos. And this is like the Rabbanon. So therefore, this is the Machlekes Tanoim. Now the Gemara says you're correct. The answer is a valid answer that the Mishnah Masechta the Midos, where it says that it was on the south, not on the north, is going like Elizabeth Yaakov. Hi, Hachinam Estava, dear Elizabeth Yaakov, the Tana. We have another mission that proves the point. The Harabais of another halacha. It says in Masech, the Midas, all the walls of the Harabais were very, very tall. Chutz, Mikoisel. Now, this is a very famous Gemara. This is very, very, we need the pictures for this. Do we have a picture over here? Let's see if we might be able to do this. This is a very famous Gemara. All the walls of the Harabais are very, very tall. Chutz mikoisel mizrachi shakoin. Why? The koisel mizrachi, the koisel that is on the east side. Why? Because the koin, when he burns, when the koin burns the paraduma, he has to be able to see inside the heichal. If you can have a very, very tall wall on the east side of the Harabais, it's going to block the view of the koin looking into the heichal. Let's see. He would concentrate. Now we're going to have the picture of the very beautiful. I remember once upon a time in the Sharm Kadmonios, I had a pull-out picture, a pull-out massive dot illustration of this piece of Gemara. It goes to show Chaval al the Avdin that how low I have become. I used to be really worked up. I used to really have passion for the Daf Yomi. And now I can barely keep my eyes open. I'm in the twilight of my life, Shlomi.
I feel that way at work also.
I feel like I'm mamish.
Very, very difficult.
I'm going hoylech b'derech kol aretz. That's how I mamish feel. I'm already poiches. I'm now being hoylech b'derech kol aretz. It's too bad I didn't have a good life insurance policy. Someone could have cashed in big on me. At least they would be happy, you know? It's a shame. It's a shame. I should have got a really good life. I could leave over, make people very happy. Leave over some money for people. Now they have nothing for me. What do they have for me? Just a wasted day. They have to go and just make sure someone dumps the body somewhere. Shouldn't stink up the house. At least if they left him $1 million, they wouldn't have so much, you know, at least to get $1 million and dumping the body in the garbage. Vaita. Utnan. Says the Mishnah. Call up Sachim Shayusham Yugam Eshem. All the Psachim are going. Now here we go. Call up Sachim Shayusham Yugam Eshem. All the doors were 20 amos tall.
All the what?
Doors. The doors. That means 40 feet almost. 30 to 40 feet. Call up Sachim Shayusham Yugam. Their height was Eshem Amos. 20 amos tall. And the width was 10 amos. Utnan. Well, Shar Nikanar, I don't know, whatever they were, the openings. It doesn't say what kind of doors they were made out of. I guess maybe they changed when they were rich. Yes, this is it. We're talking about seeing through right now.
You don't see through the door.
You know, when you open up the door, you don't see through
the
door.
You see through the shard.
You open up, you see the shard.
If it's a gate, if it's a metal gate, then you can see through the gate.
There's a doorway, like today, you have a lintel and two mezuzahs, you have a door. You open the door, then you can see through the door. If the door is closed, you can't see anything. The door, whatever material the door is made of, you can't see. But you open the door, then you just have the open way, the arch. The open way, the mezuzahs and the lintel. So weiter. Utnan, lefnei mutan kol ha-psochem shol yishom goyim ha-eshom, u-20. Ama, v'rochem ne-wit was es amas. Utnan, lefnei mimenu soyrek. Okay, so this is the door of water. This is the door of the Harabayis. Okay, so we're starting now with the Harabayis. The Harabayis was 20 amas tall. Lefnei mimenu asoyrek. Utnan, lefnei mimenu achel. Eser amos. Okay, then there's the chel. So you're going from the gate of the Harabayis into, keep on going weiter, and you go into the soyrek. And then you go into the chel. So far the ground is level. The ground is level. We have not yet gone up. Everything so far is level. Vaita. Lifnei chel, 10 amos. The chel is 10 amos wide. Ushteim eshre malos hoyusham. Oh, the chel at 12 steps along the area within this. So the chel going until you come to Ezra's Noshim. There were 12 steps. And a hayusham rum mala, the height of it was a mala, rum mala chatziyama, the shulcha chatziyama. It went up a chatziyama, and then the shulcha, the horizontal surface was chatziyama. So, tes vav malas oiles mitoicha. So therefore, there were 12. I'm sorry, there were 12 steps. That's later. So getting up from the chel into the Ezra's Noshim, in order to enter into the Ezra's Noshim, there were 12 steps. 12 steps, you're going up 6 amas. So we have to know the clearance. What's the clearance for takeoff? The clearance is 20 amas. If you're on Har HaZeisim, make believe you're on Har HaZeisim, and you're level with the ground. So you haven't for you now. You're looking straight ahead, and you see the gate into Harabayis. That gate is 20 amos tall. So far, so good.
20 amos worth of vision.
20 amos. Now you keep on going weiter, and you get inside.
But again, if a person is an amma and a half tall, he's starting from amma 18 and a half.
Okay, we'll get to that soon. Right now, let's make believe. Yeah, you can up and down. Right, you're saying very good. Let's hold off on that. You can go down, you can go up, but one thing is for sure, you have a vision of there's an opening, get up on a ladder. So go on the ladder, or go the earth, it's a mountain. Har HaZeisim is a mountain that goes up. Right. You go up 20 amas, and you don't be a cherry picker, the mountain goes up. So therefore, you can position yourself anywhere you want on the mountain, any level you want, but you only have an area of 20 amas. You can go put yourself wherever you want at any height from 0 to 20.
You'll see the opening.
How big is the opening of the gate of Harabayis? 20. You go into Harabayis, your eyes keep on going weiter. You then come to the Soyreg. Nothing has changed. You go into the Soyreg, then you go into the Chel. After the Chel, you come to the end of the Chel, and then you come to 6 steps.
Soyreg means what?
There was a wicker fence. A wicker fence told the Gentiles, Ad Kan. Adkan, no one is allowed to go past the soreg.
So
the chel and
the soreg again?
The chel is inside the soreg. There's the Har Habayis. Then when you get near the actual Azara, Ezra's Nashim, you come into a wall that says soreg. So the Goyim, the Gentiles, were allowed to go on the Har Habayis. They were allowed to assemble. A peaceful assembly was permitted on the Har Habayis.
Yeah. Like the opposite of today. Well,
opposite of today. Today there's no such thing as a peaceful protest. It does not. It's an oxymoron. There's no such thing. A protest, by definition, is violence. Azor state. Okay, so there's no. So, but when time of the Beis Hamikdash, there was the Har Bayis, a very large area. Har Bayis is 500 amos by 500 amos. All different types of activities took place in the Har Bayis. You were not allowed to wear your shoes in the Har Bayis. You're not allowed to wear your take a makel, a stick. No sticks allowed. No shoes allowed. No money belts allowed. It's last week's parsha.
You have to take off your belt.
Yes. It says in last week's parsha, Umikdoshi Tiraun, what does Rashi say? Four things. Can we ask our holy Rebbe, Rabbeinu Yisrael Limon, to please put his device on mute because there's a lot of noise coming through. It says in last week's parsha, in the parsha, Umikdoshi Tiraun, Rashi there says four things. No makel, don't wear a makel, have a stick in your hand. Don't wear shoes. Don't wear a money belt. And what was the fourth thing? Money belt, and there's a four. What?
No food.
No food's allowed. A stick.
Food,
yeah. Well, karbonos. They ate all the karbonos were eaten in there. They ate the karbonos.
But the food.
Snacks. I don't know. Mstaminat. Mstaminat.
Only. They ate the karbonos. They picked up the. They brought the karbonos in.
The Kohanim ate Korbanos in the Beis Hamikdash. You forgot?
Inside. I'm just saying they didn't bring in anything.
No, I don't think so. Mstaminat. It's a zilzel. No sticks, no shoes, no money belt, and something else. And that's a marshal for a Beis HaKnesses. A Beis HaKnesses is not a place to beat up people, to hit people, to step on people, and it's not a business. And it's not a place of abuse. It's a place to serve Hashem. Some people, they think that a shul is a place to step on other people, a place to punch people, and a place, it's a business, a great business, tax exempt. You don't have to pay for garbage, you don't have to pay for water. That itself is a gold mine. There's not a single hall in the entire Borough Park of Flatbush that is not affiliated with a shul in order to save themselves the enormous water bill and the enormous garbage bill that comes along with a wedding hall. If you had to pay, Przanski told me the reason why he shut down La Chateau, he couldn't compete because he had to pay for garbage and for water, and that put him out of business. Every single hall over here in Flatbush and Bar Park has a shul, either a real shul or a make-believe shul, so they're exempt from paying for garbage and for water. Is that correct? It says in the pasuk Umikdoshi Tirahu that you now take off your money belt. A shul is not a business. Right. Okay, now you go up six steps. So therefore now, you're going up six steps, that 12 steps, so therefore you're going now from 20 amos, you're now being reduced from 20 minus 6, you're now down to 14 amos. You only have an open area of 14 amos. Okay, you come into the Ezras Noshim. In the Ezras Noshim...
Well, let's remember, when you have 14 amos and you're standing on the floor, the first 6 amos of your height, you can't see anymore because it's blocked.
So go up, raise yourself up, six amos.
You can't jump.
It's on a mountain. You're on Har HaZesim. The Har HaZesim goes up. So you can go further back. Right, go further back. So you go up. Yes, correct. You got it. You got it. Vita. Next.
Ultimately, you have to be 20 amos up on the
ultimately, mountain. All you got is 20 amos max. So you got to figure out where you...
Under
20. You got to find where on the mountain you can be able to gaze into the Heichal. So far we went from 20 down to 14.
Right.
Now you have entered inside the Ezras Noshim. And now you come to those famous 15 steps. Shram Alois. Okay, the 15 steps of Ezras Noshim that lead into the Azara Shar Nikanor. Shar Nikanor. To get to Shar Nikanor, you have to go up 15 steps.
How high was each step?
Oh, Lucifer said in the Gemara, the Gemara just says. So it says over in the Gemara, it says here in the Gemara, Tesvav Mailois, Oilois Mitoicha, they go up. Hayordois me Ezra, fine, Mitoicha. So we're assuming now it's the same number, the same dimension. It's going to be how many amos? Another 6. So you lost now another 6. You're down to 8.
One second, how many amos you said it is? 12?
Oh, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. Tesvav Mailos Oilos Mitoicha. Hayardois, which go down. Hayardois, he explains. Hayardois, which go down. Mi Ezras Yisrael, Ezras Noshim, Right, the Ezras Noshim is Ezras Noshim. There are 15 steps that are going off from the Ezras Noshim into the Azorah. The first section of the Azor is called the Ezras Yisrael. Rumaila Chatziyama, Veshul Chatziyama, V'tnan. So therefore, how much is that? So it's 15 multiplied by a Chatziyama, which is 7.5. So 7.5 plus 6 is.
What about the half an amma that says it's trev?
Is what?
Shilcha. What's the shilcha?
Shilcha means the horizontal surface. How much area do you have to put your foot down? A step goes up and goes horizontal.
That's the shoe size. That's the
correct. So we have 13.5 ammas. 6 plus 7.5. 13.5 amos you've gone now, you've lost from your original 20. It has been reduced 13.5.
You only have 6.5 left.
6.5 to go. So what are you going to do now? And now you're now in the Azara. You've now in the Azara, but now we're not done yet because there are more steps. Utnan, Bein. We go fight. Utnan, Bein, Ha'ulam, V'lam, between the Ulam. V'lam Mizbeach, in the Ulam of the Mizbeach, Chof Beis Amma. There were 22 Ammas. And in those 22 Ammas, there were
22 Ammas
of horizontal, in front of the Mizbeach. In front of the Mizbeach, until the wall of the Ulam.
You're talking about distance now?
Yes, distance.
Distance, we don't care.
No, we do care, because in that 22 span of space, there are going to be steps. From that 22 amas of space in between the end of the Mizbeach and the Ulam, 12 of those amas are going to be occupied by steps leading up higher into the Ulam. You don't just walk into the Ulam. Wasn't flush with the Azara. The Ulam, right, the third set of steps coming to now. We learn over here, Chof Be'ezama, Ben Ulam Mizbeach Be'ezama, Ushtei Meshrei Malas Hayu, 12 more steps. Aha! Hayusham, Rumala Chatziyama, Vishulcha Chatziyama. Now that's another 6. So how much you have left? 1/2.
Right.
Utnan, Rabbi Loz ben Yaakov Omer, Malo Hayusasham, there was a Malo, Ugavoya Amo, it was one Amo told, the Duchan Nosun Aleho, Uboy Sholosh Malois, there were 3 steps, Shal Chatzi Chatzi Amo. So that's another 1.5.
Where's 3 steps?
3 steps is the shar of the Kohanim. That means after the first is he's adding more steps, another elevation. In between the Ezras Kohanim, the Ezras Yisrael and the Ezras Kohanim. When you come into the Beis HaMikdash, the first, what does it say? The 22 Amos, how many Amos is it? When you come into the Azara, how many Amos is it? I forgot. Look in the picture. When you walk into the Azara, the first section, when you walk into the Azara, is called, I have the picture over here, is called the Ezras Yisrael. I have a very elaborate picture over here. It's called, before the Mizbeach starts. Right, that's what the Mizbeach is. There's an area called the Ezras Yisrael and the Ezras Kohanim. The space of the Ezras Yisrael, from the time you walk in from the Shar Nikanor, over here, let's see if it tells me the numbers, Chav Beis in my picture. No, it doesn't say the space. I've got the space. Okay? And then starts the Ezras Kohanim. Let's go backwards. When you walk into the Beis HaMikdash, when you enter into the Heich and into the Azara, the first, I think it's 11 Amos. I'm not mistaken, I think it's the first 11 Amos. Licked in cup. I can't hear you. Please use your microphone.
The total is 187. The total is 187.
In the Azara. Now, when you come into the Azara, the first 11 Amos, when you walk into Shar Nikanor, the first 11 Amos was called the Lishkas Yisrael. That's where all the tourists stood when they watched. What was microphone, please. Ezras Yisrael. Please use the microphone. I can't hear you. The Ezras Yisrael.
Right.
The microphone's not working. And then after those 11 Amos, there was another 11 Amos, that is called the Ezras Kohanim. Now, here's the key, here's the goal. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that in between the Ezras Yisrael and the Ezras Kohanim, there is called the Duchan. It's, there are another three steps. Noch three steps.
One arm elevation.
Each one, what is it that the height was? It was one amma. The Duchan Nosno Lechu. Boy, on that one amma, Shalosh Malois, Shal Chatsi Amma.
Is this better or not?
No, microphone's not working. The height was one amma, and the duchan nosu nolecha uboi sholosh malos shol chatzi amma. Now let me read you the Rashi. Rashi over here says, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov malos hashem oid beezras yisrael the gvoya amma the orcha beroicha of kol hazara. Okay, so it says. Okay, so there was an area that was high one amma. Uboy gimel milo shel chatzi chatzi amma sheolim b'chem l'duchan. So the duchan was one amma tall, and to get there you had three steps. So each step, it sounds like it's 2.5. You have three steps. Each step is 1.5, and it says that, I'm gonna do the math over here. Let me read you the parish. I'm a little bit confused over here. He says over here, it was one amma tall. The orcha ka'orech kolo azara, fine. It was one amma tall. The duchan shahayu halavim oim de mola v'lashir nos nolech was on this one amma, al hamala. Uboy, and on the duchan, Sholosh malo shel chatzi amma shohayu halavim oimdim al sholosh madregos shalom on its three steps. So to me it sounds like another at least one more amma. Now and then you have three, but the three steps, I don't know if the three steps were permanent. Let's say they were. If they were, then it's going to be 2.5. There are three steps. Three steps is 1.5. But to get to the three steps, you have to go up a whole amma, it says. It was a gevoya amma. So if I'm not making a mistake, it comes out that there was an elevation, another elevation of 2.5. There are three steps, and each step was 1.5. And this mokim, where they stepped up to, ultimately was another amma tall, it seems to say. Okay, I don't know how they climbed up there. Chesnish, I don't know. I'm missing something over here about this milo. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Back to the Gemara, so Iyam Rebbe Shlomo Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov he hainu dikase lei pischa. Then we understand why that in addition to the letisha esher amas v'chatzis shoyis the pesach chich gavoy mishmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmash lechoysef oir alma shol gvoya malo. V'oir lakol yachal eshem chatziyam. Okay. The way the Mesift is learning is that the three steps are not part of the elevation. The three milos that the Kohanim stood upon, that was just like a platform. But the actual ground was raised up one amma. So it comes out now that according to the calculation, it's going to be 20 ammas and a half. And it was impossible then for the Kohen on the higher to see it. But Ilamat Rabbanon ho ika palgo de amasa dimischazi le pischa begave. And what's the kasha? And the it was impossible to see. It was blocked. How much was it blocked by? It was blocked by a half an amma. Because let's review the Yesoidos. It's a very Yesoidoistic Gemara. There was the Kohen who burned the Paraduma, he was on Har on the east side. He was where today is Har HaZesim. Har HaZesim. Har HaZesim. I was there in Har HaZesim. Listen, I went to Eretz Yisrael. I was in Har HaZesim, Mamish, right near the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You could Mamish see exactly. The guy was explaining to us, this is where the Kohen Gadli burned the Paraduma. You Mamish can see Mamish into the east. It's a breathtaking view. I actually have pictures. I want to see, I can send you some pictures. I can dig them up on my phone from the view. The view, you Mamish can see right into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So therefore, now, where I was sitting was way too high. But if you go lower down and you'll be looking forward, so you're only going to have, if you're going to go through the har, go through the wall of the Har Habayis, the gate is 20 amos tall. As you go weiter, you're going to come to steps, six steps, 12 steps, which is 6 amos. Then you go in, you're going to have another set of steps, which is going to take you up 7.5 amos. And then there's another set of steps, which is another 6 amos. So 6 plus 6 plus 7.5 equals 19.5. There are 3 sets of steps.
No, you count them wrong. According to Belazar ben Yaakov.
No, wait. Everyone agrees. That's the machlokes. But before we get to Belazar ben Yaakov, less man the polug, that going from the Har Habayis into the Heichel, into the Ulam, you have to go up 3 staircases. 3 sets of steps. 6, 7.5, and 6. There are 12 steps going from Har Habayis.
Sure, everyone agrees that the third one is 6.
Everyone, what do you mean? It says there, who says that
doesn't agree? It's showing in the diagram that according to Belazar ben Yaakov, the third one is 7.
Okay, we'll come to that later. Fine, we'll come. That's going to be the Morzian
answer. Because according to Belazar ben Yaakov, it's more than 20. Therefore,
okay, we'll come to that later. Fine. Fine, we'll come that later. Fine, right? Right. So why? Listen, Yaakov basically says that you have to look over the wall, over the wall. Okay, we left that at that point. Why does he say you need to look over the wall? Why can you look through the wall? Why can you look through the gate? So the answer is you can't see. Frech the Gemara, why can't you see? There's a half an amma you can see. Why is there a half an amma that you can see? So let's review. You saw this. This Ikki Yisoy, the takeaway from the Daf Gemara. To remember, there are 3 staircases. Kineged Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. The Kamta of Yolis, Alamok, Mashal, Yif, Hashem, Olokeacha. When you go to the Beis HaMikdash, the first staircase is the staircase of Avraham Avinu. You go from the Harabayis up 12 steps. 12 steps takes you 6 amas tall. You then come into the Ezras Noshim, and then you go from the Ezras Noshim into Ezras Yisroel. That's the staircase of Yitzhak Avinu. 7.5 amos. And then you come into the Azara, and you're now going to come into the Ulam. This is the staircase of Yaakov Avinu. 6 amos. 6 plus 6 plus 7.5 is 19.5. Correct? Hello? I can't hear what you're saying. You hear me?
I hear you. I'm listening.
Shlomi, what happened to you? I can't hear you. The microphone doesn't work? I don't hear a word you're saying. Not even an echo. Not even a bass call. Okay, so we have 19.5. So frech the Gemara. Why does the Kohen have to go very high on the mountain? All the way where the people are buried, all the way up on the mountain where all the dead people are, so we can look over the wall. Like what I was able to see when I was on Har HaZeisim, last time I went to Eretz Yisrael, I was way up there, and I was able to see over everything. Why? Why can you go low down, and you can see straight through? You have a half an amma left over, where you can still make your way, even when you go up the staircase of Avraham Avinu, the staircase of Yitzchak, the staircase of Yaakov, you can still see into the Heichel. And for the Gemara, you can't. Because according to Belazar ben Yaakov, the ground went up another amma. It went up another whole amma. When you come into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Ezras Yisrael, you have 11 ammas of flat ground. And then the ground jumps up one whole amma. And on that, after, how do you get up? By the way, how do you get up there? One amma is 2 feet, according to the Chazon Ish. So how do you get up one amma? It's a lot to go up. How do you get up there? There was a ladder? There was a stepping stool? How did you get up one whole amma up? It doesn't tell us there was a staircase. I don't know. It goes up one amma. And on that one amma, there was like a platform, which three levels of platform, which didn't take the ground up. It was just 3 like bleachers. And after you get to the top, then you'd fall back down to the ground. But the ground went up one amma more. So that's going to raise the earth to a height of 20 and a half amos. So there's no way you can stand outside the Beis HaMikdash and be able to gaze all the way straight inside, because there are three staircases which take you up to 19 and a half. And according to Elizabeth Yaakov, the earth was raised in, there was a hefsek between the Ezras Yisrael and the Ezras Kehanim, where the earth came up another whole amma, which raises the elevation to 20 and a half, and you can't see inside. That's the raya. That's the raya. The Masechta Midos is going like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, because if you learn not like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, then you would be able to see. If you learn like the Rabbanon, then you would, and the Gemara says you couldn't see. So the Gemara says no. Rav Adam Yaakov Amar Haman Rabbi Yehuda, the time Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hamizbech Memutzav Yoyim Abiyem Sazara Azara. No, it's not a raya. Nothing doing. The MS, I'll tell you, we're not going to listen to Yaakov. The only way you're able to see straight is only if the Mizbech doesn't get in your way. And if you remember, this is a famous sugya you've learned many, many times. Where was the Mizbech located? According to one opinion, it was located in the center. So it blocked the Mizbech is 32 amas wide. If it's 32 amas wide and it's smack in the center, it's blocking the whole opening. The Pesach, the opening is 20 amos wide. The opening is 10 amos wide. The height is 20 amos tall, and the width is 10 amos. So the mizbeach is in the center. It's blocking the entire area of the opening of the Pesach. So forget about height. The mizbeach is in your way. So what's the answer then? The Mizbeach was not in the center. The edge of the Mizbeach, the southern edge of the Mizbeach was in the center. Which means there was 5 amos to the left that was open for you to go through. Okay, if the opening is 10, now who says that? The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, he did the Mizbeach, the male blocked the entire thing. Eser amo is connected pis special echel, and then there's yud amo litzav yud amo ledorim. Name is mizbeach mechum connected echel uchasolav, and you can't see nothing because how tall was the mizbeach? The mizbeach was 9 amos. The mizbeach was 9 amos tall without the kronos. Let's slow down over here. Let's see the Rashi. What's the case over here? Top Rashi. S amos connected pisach shalechol. Good and so is shaluach. Boy, achas esu l'tzafin connected. Hey, amos hanoy sadim lechalal hechol min a mezuzah l'tzafin shrechalal hechol chof amar rochav. Okay, the chalal of the hechol was twenty amos wide. Uchneged gav shal oyvi akayisel tzafini shal hechol v'chein l'dorim nimso roichvo shal mizbeach mitzumsum connected. Okay, fine. So the Mizbeach is in the center. It's blocking the entrance. But my question to you over here is, I don't understand something. I don't understand. The Mizbeach was only 9 amas tall. What's the problem? I don't understand. The Mizbeach is 9 amos tall. Only the kronos, the corners, reach the height of 10. And according to this Manda Amar that says that it was 9 and it says that it was 19, it was raised. I can't hear what you're saying over here. The Mizbeach is located before the steps go up. The steps have to go up another 6. The last staircase, the last set of steps takes you up another 6. So the problem is after you go up another 6, you're only left with a half an amma. And you're telling me now that the Mizbeach is blocking you. It's true, the Mtak of the Mizbeach is blocking because the Mizbeach goes up 9. And the staircase goes up how much? 6. So the Mizbeach is blocking you the last half an amma plus more. Got it?